Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day study, we finished with a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true and started the invitation. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
God came and was born on this earth and lived a sinless life and died for our sins. That is why John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. 2,000 years ahead of time, Judah is told, the Messiah is coming through your line. Think of that. And really, that was 4,000 years ago. Not just 2,000, it's 4,000 years ago. 3,500 years ago, we were told about the treasures hidden in the sand and in the sea. Back in Eden, after the fall, Eve is promised that the seed of the woman would come to deliver all who will turn to him. The seed's supposed to be from man, so what happened? Well, God, the Spirit came upon her and formed a seed inside of Mary. And the virgin brought forth a son, her firstborn. Now, she would have other children later with Joseph, but Jesus was the firstborn, so he did not inherit that sin nature from Adam. Now, my friend, the Bible is absolutely accurate. The question is are you ready for his return? It could happen today. There is nothing that must happen for Christ to instantly rapture us to be with him. If you are saved today, you would be one of those caught up. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Talking about the coming of the Lord. So if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven is your home, my friend, you'll be left behind. You'll not have a chance to be saved because you've had a chance. See, behold, now is the axe at the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So my friend, please, my friend, come to Jesus Christ. You say, now what must I do? Well, first of all, admit, I am a sinner. And we all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You realize that you're not compared to me and I'm not compared to you. We're not compared to each other. We're compared to Jesus Christ. We all far, far short of him. Now, when Jesus came, he came with a purpose. To save mankind. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. And that's what he did. When Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. You ever thought about some things the Bible calls sin? I mean, really, think about that. The thought of foolishness is sin. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the first and greatest commandment, Mark chapter 12, verse 30, is to love the Lord thy God. He says, this is the first and greatest commandment. What do you mean by the first and greatest? Well, it's the most important commandment of all God's commands. It's love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. Now, can you honestly say, oh yes, I love God like that. That's even more than I love my spouse. That's more than I love my children. That's more than, I love God more than anything else in the world. I love God more than myself. No. You know that's a lie, and you haven't always loved God that way. Now, think of it this way. Wouldn't you say that to break the sin, the command that is the most important to God, is the greatest sin? Yes, it is. That's most important to God, and we've all committed that sin. He says, he that looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. He hateth his brother as a murderer. And on we could go about things. Him nothing do good, doeth it not to him, it is sin. Look, we're all sinners. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, no, a wage is what I've earned, what I have coming to me. For the wages of sin is death, that is, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. My friend, we all deserve that. Hell was actually, Matthew 25:41, Jesus said, was prepared for the devil and his angels. But because we fell at the temptation of Satan through Adam, and we've all sinned, I mean, goodness gracious, Adam's sin compared to mine is nothing. But the wages of sin was death. Death is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. You and I earn that. But the gift, not something we earn, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, it's not through your local church. It's not through a religion. It's through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he purchased it for us on the cross when Jesus paid it all. He said, it is finished. The penalty for our sin was paid in full. And so, Jesus paid it all. That's why it's all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. So my friend, the wages what I've earned is death, but the gift. The gift is something that you have to receive. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How did we get there? Well, Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound that he actually died for someone as myself, let alone anybody else? He said, well, preacher, you don't know. I think my sins are some of the worst in the world. Well, the Bible shows he saved Mary Magdalene. She'd had seven devils. Evidently, she was a witch. The woman taken in adultery in the very act. The woman had five husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband. Paul had went ahead with the thing to okay the stoning of the preacher Stephen to death. Moses killed a man. But you see, the Bible says where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. God is willing to save you if you give your life to him. So we see in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, Lord speaks of his deity, Jesus speaks of his humanity. He was God come in the flesh. At Christmas time we sing Emmanuel, God with us, and that was Jesus Christ. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, his deity raised his humanity. He says, thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And that's not our righteousness. We don't believe so hard that we just get better and better. No, this is believing unto the righteousness of Christ, whose blood on that mercy seat in heaven that was laid there for our sin makes me accepted in him when I receive him as my Lord and God, as my Savior. And so, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, my friend, he also says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 5 tells us it's as marriage. He lets us know that marriage is symbolic of the believer's relationship to Christ, because Ephesians 5:32, he says that. I speak of Christ and the church. Speaking of the believer. And so, just like when I got married, I gave my word. I believed her that she loved me. She believed me that I loved her. We gave each other our word till death do us part. For over 50 years now, we're still together. But what I'm saying is this. And calling upon the Lord to save you, it is like the vow you make in marriage, only it's stronger. So my friend, if you're not willing to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, because, you know, the Bible does tell us that the woman's to be subjected unto her husband as unto the Lord, and the husband is to love his wife even as Christ loved the church. Now, Christ loved us with us all. He, no greater love hath any man than this, and to lay down his life for his friends. So he laid down his life for us. So as Christians, when enter into that relationship, we're on the side that's supposed to be submitted to him. Will you do that? Now, a lot of people talk about lordship salvation, in which somebody messed up so evidently they didn't make Jesus Lord. No, we're not talking about that. You're going to sin daily. But we've got one that'll forgive us when you call upon him to forgive you of your sin. He chastens his own, but he doesn't throw away his own. So, my friend, you can ask the Lord to save you today, and since he's not a liar, he will. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you believe that Jesus indeed died for all sin for all time, for he said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, that not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, he died for you. If you actually believe him on that, and he would not lie because he is God in the flesh, then ask him to save you. You can do that right now. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you pray this prayer right now, right where you are? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell. I believe that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh, and he came and died for every sin I ever have or ever will commit. I believe that he was buried, and 3 days later, he bodily rose from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ. I want to receive him right now into my heart, to my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you meant that prayer and you just prayed it, would you let us know? Our announcer will give you our physical address. You can mail us a note to let us know, or you can get our website from him, and you can email us through the website. But we would like to hear from you. You can even go onto the church website and go to our Facebook and let us know. We'd love to hear that. That would be such encouragement to those who work so hard in this ministry. I think of Dr. Hopper. I think of Mr. Richard Vaught. Both these men give a lot to this ministry in their work, their hours they devote to this time. So we would love to hear from you so that we can just rejoice in that together with you. On my website, books by Dr. Andy Bloom, you'll see building blocks. That's for new Christians. Tells you how to grow in this new Christian life, become a stronger Christian, one that'll finish the race well. So I hope that you will do that and follow that along as well. Again, this Between the Books series I'm doing right now called Coming Days, and these are the ones that we're doing. The book I've just finished, we're selling that book for $10, and you can get that book through the mail for a gift of $10. And so for that gift of $10, you mail that in with your return address, and we'll mail that to you. Thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please tell others about The Lamp and Light, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my